Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
What are the top 10 investment lessons of this year?
For me, defense, 1 pound of defense will save you 10,000 pounds of trouble. So I know we all want the gains, but the gains that we want are baked into defense first. So please write this down. In a worst case scenario, if your life was on the line and all your money went into one investment, whether it was a cryptocurrency, a person, a stock, token, derivative, what is the absolute rock bottom price that you should pay to get in for it? Number two, your risk to reward ratio, especially in a recession or depression, matters even more. So for me, even with people that I hire, employ, work with, the minimum that I'm looking to receive in 2023 going forward is 11x. Secondly, is 50x. Number three, regardless of what industry you're investing in, you have to look at the top four in that space and don't deviate. I know we want incredible gains to the upside, and sometimes we want to gamble in the space. But when the drawdown hits us and some companies are like down 85%, 90%, it's not fun to go through. Number four, please write this down. Please stick with your process no matter what anyone on earth tells you. I remember when I was telling everyone 20,000 was coming in Bitcoin and what seemed like these crazy prices. and Ethereum, and what if Michael Saylor's fund potentially went under? I don't want Mike's fund to go under, but it's at a level where I'm worried about margin could be called pretty soon if we have one more event that's pretty bad for him. And the thing, going back to making 11 for every dollar you put in, or making 50, from 2023 to 2026, if you get 11x, those returns may have to stretch out for you over a 3 or 4 year period. So you, I don't think we may be looking at for year over year returns. If you're not a seasoned investor, you may have to look to get gains over a 2 year period that'll last you 4, or 1 year that lasts you over 3. Number 4, always keep the investment in front of anything else and hunt for an edge in the market every day. So in my walks on Wall Street and the New York Stock Exchange, Peter, thank you. Frankie, thank you. Everyone at Citadel, thank you. The one thing that I see amongst the traders that are really good, and there's a couple that I want to highlight in 2023. I met a gentleman who, when he initially went to a hedge fund, only had 3 clients. He now has 30. Book of business at almost $300 million. I asked him, what is he doing? And I'm seeing him every time that I'm there. He's literally hunting for deals for everyone and finding one way to get better in the market every day, whether it's fundamentals, whether it's technical analysis, whether it's understanding arbitrage and how to bring deals together. So hunt for one edge in the market every single day. Never give up on your macro research, even when in the face of all the noise on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, et cetera, that is telling you to deviate. Because anyone who's been a seasoned investor more than 4 years felt in 2021, top of 2022, that we were going to come down. And it may take a while for those things to come true, but here we are now. And those that play defense are in an amazing position to capitalize for the next year. And I'll go to number 7, then Troy, I'll come to you and then Rashad, and I'll circle around my last 3. But it is mandatory that you know how to trade, swing trade, and invest. Because if you can't generate capital while you're going down, I don't know how you continue to invest in the market. A lot of my biases from the market comes from me being able to trade the futures market and being able to generate the alpha on demand. But trading also helps you allow to see when a market is going to turn over faster. So like if you only long-term invest and never practice trading, your entries won't be as sharp. Like you're cutting with an axe opposed to a scalpel. And even though you may be taking losses in your trades, it will help your long-term entries a hell of a lot better. And also being a long-term investor helps you see the trend of your trades a lot cleaner. This is why you need both. And if you can trend trade, day trade, and long-term invest, you have a formula that will work for an eternity. So, but Troy, I wanted to come to you.
Yeah, I think where you left off is probably where I was going to start, because you kind of nailed a lot of the points. But I was going to say that point of, yeah, long-term investing, and that's what we do, and it's what we preach. But I would say in 2022 was one of those times where it was like, all right, you're going to have to adjust your plan a little bit, adjust the plan. Absolutely. All right. And so like, you may have to make some trades. And so it wasn't, even though it wasn't a lot, it was still an adjustment because I was so long term. And when you're seeing your portfolio turn red a little bit and you're like, wait, there's still ways to make money in this environment. And so it was like, all right, I've got to learn how to, not even learn, but I have to actually execute on now trading. And the second part of it, so that was the first part. The second part was not falling in love with sectors.
Yes. Right?
And so everybody knows how much we love technology and everybody knows how much we love consumer discretionary. But it was like, there's money to be made in these other sectors, right? Like we always say, if there's a recession somewhere, or if there's a bull market somewhere, or there's a bear market in another place and vice versa. And so it was like, all right, well, let's really lock in some of these other sectors. Let's look at the top 2 or 3 and maybe one emerging. Like, I know we say that a lot. Let's look at the top 2 or 3. But I always, like, that was one of the things I implemented, was like, let me find one emerging. Let me see what's one that's emerging in some of these sectors. And so it made me a better, like, analyst, right? Now I can see the game. I'm looking at the whole field, whereas I used to just look at a few pieces of the field, like, all right, technology good, consumer discretionary good, consumer staples pretty good, healthcare is good. Oh, but what about over here? There's other stuff, utilities, what about that? You know what I'm saying? And so having a wider range, looking at those top 2, but trying to find one that you know what, this looks like it has some potential. I think that was one of those things too, that over the course of the past 12 months, I've had to implement in my game plan.
I love it. Sha, what about you? You have two more you want to throw in?
As far as lessons learned this year?
Yes.
So I think that the lessons learned this year is never react off of FOMO. That's extremely important.
That's a huge lesson.
And even switching gears to the real estate market, I think that that's something that people learned, you know, in the springtime when people were paying $20,000 over asking and $50,000, and in Miami, $100,000 over asking. And then the market corrected itself. And now it's like, all right, if you paid $50,000 over asking because you thought that the market is going to keep going up, that's the definition of FOMO, right? It's a fear of missing out. So it's like, all right, this house is only worth $500,000, but they're not going to sell it to me unless I give them $550,000. So I would rather pay $550,000 because I think in 2 months it's going to be worth $600,000. Well, that's not really the best way to go about it
at all.
You buy investments low and you sell high. This is the easiest thing. This is rule number one. It's like in boxing. The number one rule in boxing is protect yourself at all times. Mm-hmm. The number one rule in investing is buy low, sell high. This is probably the most difficult thing to master. Like, you can have fundamentals, you can have all of this stuff. If you don't have emotional intelligence, you're not going to be able to be a good investor. You have to be able to wait. Patience is probably the biggest virtue that you can have in life. When everyone, like, you have to be a special person to just say, no, not right now. I'm going to wait. Because human nature is that you're going to feel like an idiot because you're waiting and everybody's making money and you're not going to be able to live anywhere. And it's like, just chill out. Everything comes down. Comes down. Crypto comes down. Stocks come down. Real estate comes down. Businesses. NFTs come down. Watch values come down. Everything comes down.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be patient enough to wait. And then when it comes down, you have to have enough courage to act. Because that's the second part of the situation. The second part of the situation is that when it actually does go down, human nature, nobody wants to buy at the bottom. Because something is 50% off and you're thinking it's going to zero. You see, you buy Bitcoin at 50,000, but then when it gets to 15,000, you're thinking this thing is going to 2,000. I'm not going to lose all my money. So you have to have enough courage to buy discounted investments and have enough fortitude to stay in it for the long haul. So this was a good year because when we first started Market Mondays during the pandemic, everything was going up. Everybody's making money. Everybody's trading options. Anything that you put money in is going up, right? But now it's like, okay, who's going to survive the tough times? Who's going to have enough education and enough perseverance to patiently wait it out?
Yep.
And on the other side of the coin, now in 10 years, 15 years, now this is the long game, right? So this is what we're in right now. And it's extremely important to go through these adversities because it makes you stronger, but it also makes you more intelligent. Very important.
Yeah, which brings me to my final three lessons. Number one, the most important thing that you have to look at is the macroeconomic environment that we're in. I've given the indicator before, but there's an indicator that predicts recessions ahead of time. And when you pair that with quantitative easing, which is when the Federal Reserve prints money, so when a quantitative easing stops, when you tie that in with the indicator, it tells you when the market is going to slow down. The most important lesson that you've seen me struggle with, and thank you for Peter for telling me this, and then two people who run a hedge fund that I talked to on exchange this past week, they said to stop being offended when people do not want to hear your advice. Your job is to make sure You, your family, and your friends get rich from what you know. And man, I tell you, that was fucking freeing. Because like, I know you want to save everybody. I know you do. But your job is to make sure that you first, your friends, and those with you, and Red Panda get rich. And whoever else listens, leave it at that. And this person is close to $1 billion from trading. Sometimes our emotions can be so big that we want to help people who are not ready to be helped or who have not put in the work to be beside you to get that help. So for all of you that watch Crypto 901, Stock Tell Shorty, like for all of those of you, Aaron, P, Dom, Mac, Drew, who hearts are big, I have to allow you to also be free and make sure the number one rule is that you take care of yourself.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
F*** a mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.